As you may know, Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa, is a traditional Chinese spiritual discipline that includes exercise and meditation. Its principles are based on truth, compassion, and tolerance. People who practice regularly obtain better health, reduced stress, inner peace, and an improvement in moral character. The practice was first introduced in China in 1992 and quickly spread by word of mouth. Today, over 100 million people in over 60 countries practice Falun Gong. In July 1999, the former Chinese Communist Party leader Jiang Zemin started a brutal crackdown against Falun Gong practitioners. Since then, hundreds of thousands of Falun Gong practitioners have been illegally arrested and detained, and subjected to inhumane tortures. To date, at least 1,006 deaths through police torture have been confirmed. The actual number of death cases is many times higher than that, and more than 100 brutal methods have been revealed to torture Falun Gong practitioners. Despite the draconian persecution the practitioners have been facing in the past 5 years, not a single case has been reported of practitioners fighting back or retaliating in any way. Falun Gong practitioners have been consistently clarifying the truth to people, including those who tortured them. Today's exhibition is one of our efforts to expose the persecution and to appeal for help from kind-hearted people in the world to stop the atrocities in China. Actually, the exhibition shows only the tip of the iceberg. The methods of torture used by Jiang and his followers to persecute Falun Gong practitioners are much more brutal than the one shown. The following is a brief introduction of the torture methods demonstrated in this exhibition. The Tiger Bench. Practitioners are forced to sit on a small iron bench that is approximately 20 centimeters or 6 inches tall, with their knees tied tight together. Usually bricks are inserted underneath the practitioner's lower legs or ankles, and the police officers would press down on their knees with a rod. This makes the tortured feel extreme pain, as if their bones were breaking and muscles ripping. Burning practitioner's skin with heated rods. When experiencing this torture, practitioners can see with their own eyes how their skin and muscles become burnt, and they can smell the burning of their own flesh. Force feeding. This is another torture commonly used by police against practitioners, and it is the number one cause of deaths of Falun Gong practitioners. The purpose of police force feeding is never to nourish, but rather to punish practitioners and to cause so much pain that they will renounce Falun Gong. To that end, the police have used many different means to cause excruciating pain and injury, including inserting and withdrawing the feeding tubes repeatedly, leaving the feeding tubes in the stomach, knocking off teeth to force feed, force feeding with saturated salt water with extra salt grains, force feeding with alcohol, boiling water, feces, hot sauce, or other harmful substances. Being locked in an iron cage. The size of the cage is calculated so that the person can neither stand straight nor lie down. The victim is often handcuffed to the rail and cannot sleep. Many Falun Gong practitioners have been locked up this way for as long as 120 days. Bamboo sticks under the fingernails. The police hammer sharp bamboo sticks into the fingers of the practitioners through the tips of the fingernails. In the process of the hammering, the fingernail gets torn off completely. Being handcuffed and hung. Practitioners are hung up by handcuffs for long periods of time, in its most simple form, causes excruciating pain. Shocked with electric batons. This is by far the most common torture used by police against Falun Gong practitioners. Practitioners have been shocked with as many as a dozen batons at one time, with voltages as high as 30,000 volts, often for several hours. Under the direct order from Zheng and his 610 office, a Gestapo-like agency established by Zheng specifically to eradicate Falun Gong, tortures like these are happening every day throughout China. These inhumane crimes must be stopped. In more than a dozen countries around the world, both civil and criminal lawsuits have been filed against former Chinese leader Jiang Zemin and several other senior Chinese officials known to be the primary instigators of the persecution of Falun Gong in China. The lawsuits charge Zheng and his supporters with torture, genocide, and crimes against humanity. Despite a string of early victories for Falun Gong in cases filed in the United States, subsequent lawsuits have met with fierce interference and pressure from Chinese officials in an effort to have them dismissed. Perhaps the most significant of the legal cases is a class action lawsuit filed in Chicago in 2002, charging Jiang Zemin and the 610 office with torture, genocide, and crimes against humanity. In September 2003, the district court judge dismissed the case on jurisdictional grounds, saying that Jiang enjoys head of state immunity and cannot be tried for genocide and torture in U.S. courts. Falun Gong practitioner's lead attorney, Dr. Terry Marsh, says that the decision contradicts case law in the U.S. and ignores international treaty law and customary international law, which stipulate that former heads of state do not enjoy immunity with respect to crimes against humanity. The defendant left office 6 months ago before the court reviewed the case and is under criminal investigation in China for unrelated criminal activities. More information can be found on the website at www.flgjustice.org. We invite you to take a walk through the exhibit to see what is now happening in China.